This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Change will not come if we wait for some other person, or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
That was Crooked Obama, the worst president in American history, and his legacy will be one that Watergate looks like Girl Scout selling Girl Scout cookies. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I warned Americans about Obama years ago, just like there were people who were the what we call the early adopters of President Trump. I was an early non-adopter of Barack Obama. One of my proudest moments was saying to the world, do not elect this crook. There was nothing that was going to stop it. It was ordained by God, not for the reasons that you believe, because sometimes God will give you what you don't need in order to make his point. Again, I want to welcome you to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. I warned people about Obama. There were people who said to me, Kevin, he can be transformative. And I agree. I agreed with them, just not how they believed he could be transformative. See, what they thought was Barack Obama was going to come into office and he was going to revolutionize the way Americans think, that racial issues would go away, that he would unite people in ways that a white president could not do, particularly given that Barack Obama was half black and half white. What more could you ask for? Now, I'm not mad at the people that voted for him. I can see getting caught up in the hoopla. How many people bought pet rocks, right? How many people have fallen for the latest fad? I get it. I'm not mad at you. But let's just understand it. You got swept up in the emotion of it all, and you believed that Barack Obama could be transformative in a good way. And what I said, and I said it many times in 2008, I said, this guy will transform this nation into the worst possible vision of itself. Not the beacon on the hill. And I was right. Each day, we learn more and more about the most corrupt administration in the history of the Republic. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. And there are conservatives out there who voted for Obama caught up in all that hoopla. I'm not telling you to be ashamed of yourselves because you now get it. You've come back. The Democrats have left their party. Congratulations. And, of course, the conservatives who've come back, congratulations to you. But the point of all of this is, if you're smart enough, if you're recognizing what's going on, you go, look, we got to stop this. We got to stop this corruption. Barack Obama, look, I don't know how much we need to go back to, because I think history will. History's going to go back and look at these scandals that Barack Obama said didn't happen. And as you evaluate the information that you're going to get on Barack Obama, it is done. I want you to understand, it is done. The Obama administration, as you know it, that perceived narrative that they put out there, it's done. And as you start to unfurl all the other things that are going on, I want you to reflect back on every scandal that we talked about during the Obama administration and look at it differently. And that's the problem that Barack Obama is going to have. Victor David Hansen wrote this amazing piece about this. And we're going to cover it in between the other revelations. And some of these clips are older, new, whatever. Doesn't matter. Because we're going to put Obama into the context of what he is. The worst president in the history of America. And I told people, there will come a day when they will remove the Obama name off of streets. Remember how they changed all these street names to Obama Way, Obama this, that, then this, that, and the other? They're going to remove those. I said this. I said there'll come a day where people who overwhelmingly supported Obama are going to pretend they don't even know who this Negro is. Because that's how crooked he is. That's how devastating to this country he was. And when you put that into the context of that power-hungry, money-hungry despot, it's going to put a lot of stuff into perspective. And that's what Democrats are going through right now. The other day, I talked about the economy. And I talked about how they can't figure out why killing this economy, trying to kill it, isn't killing Donald Trump. Why aren't we resonating? Why aren't our ideas resonating? Because all of it leads to this epicenter, this hub of Barack Obama and this underlying uneasiness that Americans have. I'm not talking about us. We know the truth. We've known it for years. Some of us were the early adopters like myself who were smart enough and had the guts to say, I don't believe in anything Obama says, and I'll say it early on. Oh, Kevin, I mean, I had conservatives coming to me. Kevin, surely you understand the ramifications of Obama. Yes, I do, which is the reason why I'm telling you, get over the hype. Take off your little schoolgirl, ooh, he's so dreamy glasses, and understand what you're getting. You're getting a guy who does not believe in anything you believe in, but he's got the panache to get things done. Evil things. And that's where we find ourselves. Anyway, Victor David Hansen wrote this piece, and he says, each day the Obama administration fades into the past, its wrongdoings manage to wander back into the present. I warned the Obama administration by way of Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, give it up. Get out. Barack Obama couldn't do it. He wanted to be a kingpin. He wanted to be a kingmaker or breaker from the outside. And that is why he amassed all that data. Once he found out he could go into the cookie jar, he went in and he grabbed all the cookies and a couple of wah-wahs while he was in there. Well, in his case, he might have grabbed some guys instead of the girls. But the point is, Barack Obama said, I got the NSA, the CIA, and the DNI, all these people at my disposal. I'm going to get this massive database. I'm going to find out all the dirt on everybody, and we're going to make this happen. And the first person he decided to do it on was Donald Trump. You know what that dude did? He picked the wrong fight with the wrong white boy. He didn't realize that white boy could fight. As they say, he's white and he can fight. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think President Obama was one of the worst presidents in the history of our country. I think he was an incompetent president. I know what he left. We had a country that was a mess. We were paying high taxes. We were paying, and outside of this artificial event that took place 2 months ago, and I'm going to build the country into stronger and better than it was even then. And it's already happening, and you can see it. You can see it today. Just take a look at the stock market. Look at what's going on. Look at the great numbers that are being called, and look at these medical companies calling in. And we're talking about more than one. So many things are happening. But I think President Obama was an incompetent president. He did a terrible job. And by the way, there was great division in our country with President Obama. You didn't see it as much, but there was tremendous division in our country.
Victor David Hansen's talking about Barack Obama's legacy. And he says, after years of suppression, all sorts of events keep popping up to remind us what little is left of the Obama years. The Susan Rice memo, Christopher Steele deleting his computer records, FBI doctored and lost 302s. Text messages wiped clean. The bizarre Obama January 5th, 2017 Oval Office meeting. The ambush interview of Michael Flynn. The unmasking and leaking of unredacted names swept up in reverse targeting surveillance operations. The administration fraud perpetrated on the FISA courts. This is so overwhelming and bizarre that it ensures that anything at any time can now appear. And the results keep reminding Americans of how corrupt were the years between 2009 and 2017, and how untruthful was the coverage of such institutionalized wrongdoing. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That's just a wrap-up, folks, of Barack Obama trying to get Trump. That's it. That isn't Barack Obama going after the media, threatening the media with jail if they dare report the truth. And you wonder why this clown had a scandal-free administration? Wow. That one paragraph is enough to understand how bad Barack Obama was, and that's only one thing that he did. Let me ask you this question. Do you think Barack Obama did not target conservatives with the IRS? Remember the whole Lois Lerner thing? Do you believe that? Here's another one. Do you believe that Barack Obama and his team actually thought a videographer in California sparked the Benghazi issue, the Benghazi incident? Do you believe that? Do you believe that Barack Obama was unaware of the guns being run into Mexico? Do you believe that Barack Obama, even after learning about veterans dying on waiting lists, did nothing except fire Shinseki? Do you believe that Barack Obama, in the dark of night, delivered money to Iran because he thought it's a treaty or it's an agreement that we had, we need to just honor this agreement? And I could go on. These are major league scandals. Some of them bigger than others, but they're major league. There's not one of them that I would accept from Donald Trump. If Donald Trump got four people killed in Benghazi, what do you think he would say? You think he would blame a videographer? Do you think Donald Trump would tolerate knowing that veterans are dying on waiting lists, and that his incompetent people are the ones who let him do it, and nothing would happen? Only the new guy that was appointed would be fired. Nobody else would? I mean, I could go on. And what Victor David Hansen is talking about is one thing. One thing. Barack Obama deciding unilaterally that he's going to keep Donald Trump out. He's going to put in who he wants. And with his, Barack Obama. That he's going to put in the puppet, Hillary Clinton, and he has more dirt on Hillary Clinton because of his NSA surveillance. He has data on Hillary that would put her, you think you can't find Jimmy Hoffa? That's what the plan was. He would never officially not be president. He could manipulate whomever. And don't think it's just in the U.S. He could manipulate any world leader. And he left himself a back door. He left himself a back door of all the people who he had used to gather this information to say, whenever I call on you, you give me more information. Didn't matter what world leader took over, whenever. He had guaranteed himself. I mean, you truly want the definition of the James Bond villain, I give you Barack Obama. Anyway, Victor David Hansen goes on, Emeritus Barack Obama now and then ventures out to go through the motions of an enfeebled defense for what is becoming an increasingly discredited administration. But his heart's not in it. His mind is elsewhere. His cause is no longer social activism and community organizing, if it ever was, but lucre and the prospective well-earned good life. The arc of his moralizing universe is long, But for the anointed like him, it apparently bends towards the just deserts of riches and material bounty. Barack Obama, I'm not reading Victor David Hansen now. This is me. Barack Obama never wanted to be president. He wanted all the accoutrements that came from being president. He wanted all the accolades and the praise. And that's it. He didn't want the work. Let his minions do the work, and they were happy to do it. But what he did want to do was make sure after the fact he stayed in power, that he was a shot caller. And to that end, he loved it. When they told him, hey, here's Pandora's box. Here's everything you can do, man. He opened that box and went, whoa, these are all my toys. These are all the things at my disposal. And he used them. He used them for evil. And let me tell you, let the people that want to hang on to the Obama legacy hang on. There's a reason why there were so many Obama plates and pictures and books and stuff in the trash at the end of 2012 and even more at the end of 2016. And for those people who believe that hanging on to that stuff is going to be worth something, I'm going to tell you, you're in for a rude awakening. We've been warning you. We warned these leftists from day one. Don't do it. And they did it. Oh, they thought they beat us. Oh, we got them in 2008. Woo! We're going to get all our bills paid. We beat conservatism. It's going to lose. What have I always said to you about God-fearing patriots like us? We will win in the end. And that is exactly what you're seeing, is that win. You're watching America reshape itself into what I believe God intended us to be. And he gave us the most unusual warrior. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The economy bounced back in the third quarter with a record 33.1% annualized growth rate. The record growth came after a second quarter drop of 31.4% due to the pandemic shutdown. All the losses were made up with Thursday's report, plus added nearly 2 points. James McCann, senior global economist at Aberdeen Standard Investment, said, "The reality is the GDP numbers demonstrate that the U.S. economy did indeed rebound strongly. It's time to change your clocks." USA Radio News' Val Dior has the reminder.
You'll need to fall back, as they say. In other words, set your clock back 1 hour Sunday morning, technically at 2 a.m. High-tech devices like phones will reset time for you. However, many of us set our manual clocks back before hitting the hay Saturday night. Another good tip, use this time change as a reminder to check or replace batteries in your smoke detectors. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News. Shaka Johnson, the family attorney for Walter Wallace Jr., says the family wants the officers who killed their son not to be charged with murder.
"I don't think so, right? And here's why. Here's why. They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. They didn't have it."
Mr. Wallace was shot by Philadelphia police while wielding a knife and approaching the officers, ignoring commands to drop the weapon. Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mr. President, in one of your Mother's Day tweets, you appear to accuse President Obama of the biggest political crime in American history by far. Those were your words. What crime exactly are you accusing President Obama of committing, and do you believe the Justice Department should prosecute him?
Obamagate. It's been going on for a long time. It's been going on from before I even got elected. And it's a disgrace that it happened. And if you look at what's gone on, and if you look at now all of this information that's being released, and from what I understand, that's only the beginning. Some terrible things happened, and it should never be allowed to happen in our country again. And you'll be seeing what's going on over the coming weeks. But I wish you'd write honestly about it, but unfortunately, you choose not to do so. Yeah, John, please.
Crime. What is the crime exactly that you're accusing him of?
You know what the crime is. The crime is very obvious to everybody. All you have to do is read the newspapers, except yours.
That was the most direct accusation of malfeasance by Obama from President Trump. And the information is going to come out. We're going to be covering that, so don't worry about it. We got a lot to talk about, but I want to remind people of what I said about Barack Obama, what others are saying. History is writing about Obama right now. He is getting the history. And let me tell you, prior to this, he was going to get the most glowing historical write-up that you could even imagine. And it's all gone. I know there are people out there still wanting to debate me on this. I'm telling you. Right now, Barack Obama's legacy is in the toilet, and it will not come out. And you're going to watch people start to distance themselves from it. Anyway, we're going to be talking more about that in the second hour. I want to cover this Victor David Hansen thing, because he's covering the things that are crushing the Obamas and why they are where they are. And he goes on, he says, "First Lady Forever, best-selling memoirist Michelle Obama sometimes takes a hiatus from making millions to offer a half-hearted progressive warning about the sudden heartlessness of the country, reminiscent of her transitory 2008 warning about a downright mean country, one of which she had not previously been proud. The remains of the Obama team, Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, James Comey, Samantha Power, are not offering much of a defense of the Obama years. They are now too busy scrambling to hide their own legal culpability and exposure. The bending arc of the 2009 Dream Team finally ends in the platitudes of, I can't remember, and not to my knowledge, that will eventually find their way from CNN and MSNBC into the courtroom.
know who Victor David Hansen is, by the way? A fellow at the Hoover, senior fellow at the Hoover Institute. I've met Victor David Hansen. What an amazing guy. What an intellect. I will just spend more time with him than you can shake a stick at. And in fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to invite him to do either a virtual seminar or come to our next event. An intellect of the highest order. An amazing gentleman. And he's telling you exactly what I'm saying, what I've said. He's telling you the arc of 2009 and where this is going to end for the Obamas is over. It is a bomb that has been sent, and it is going to explode on the Obama administration, and specifically the Obamas and anybody who wants to ooh and ah over those people. He goes on. Obama entered office to the gushes that he was a living god, the smartest man ever to enter the White House. He quickly won the Nobel Peace Prize and was courted internationally through a series of overseas tours. His brand was that he was not so much a citizen of an unexceptional America as a citizen of the now globalized world. I'm glad he's taking you back, too, because I've taken you back to what I said about Obama and all the accolades. A person like Obama mentally is not ready for those kinds of accolades. Here's what I mean by that. You see these young people that get to stardom quickly and they end up on heroin or they're incorrigible. Nobody can deal with them. I'm not going to name any names of stars, but you know these people exist. Too much happens too fast. That is exactly what happened for Barack Obama. There came a point where, I'm telling you, I've documented everything I'm saying. So if you want to go back and listen to the podcast, KevinJacksonShow.com, you can find everything I've said here. I said Barack Obama was afraid to be president, and rightfully so. I told you the moment when he realized he was going to win, it was the night before the election, and Barack Obama knew, I'm going to be president. Nothing will defeat me. Everything was done. The polling, it was going to be a blowout, and it was. And the first speech he made, I watched a scared kid come out and say, hey, don't y'all overestimate what I can do. And I remember saying to myself right there, I know that fear. I've seen that fear. And he was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. But that's okay. His minions took it on, and that was his problem. He wasn't prepared. Donald Trump, nobody's prepared for the presidency. But if you want to know who is the most prepared president in history, including George W. Bush, whose dad was the former president, who had many people to go talk to, Donald Trump is 50,000 times more prepared than any of those guys. Because he was used to the corruption, how business worked, how government worked. Nobody. It's kind of like we say in our organization, Kevin, God prepared you for this. All of it. He gave it to you in the times that you got it. He took things away from you in the times that you needed it taken away. Don't worry. He prepared you. There's nobody in my organization that doesn't believe that. Same is true of Trump. The most prepared president ever. Anyway, Victor David Hansen goes on. Obama entered with a supermajority in the Senate, a large majority in the House, with the likelihood of remaking the Supreme Court. When he left 8 years later, he had lost both houses of Congress, lost the Supreme Court for a generation, lost more than 1,000 state and local offices. Once Obama discovered in his last year in office that the more he disappeared, the more the public liked the idea rather than the reality of Obama, his polls recovered. His designated successor, armed with Obama's endorsement, a captive media, and a vast preponderance of money, lost to the outlier Donald Trump in the greatest upset in U.S. election history. Trump, remember, ran on being the antithesis to Barack Obama. I couldn't put it any better. That is exactly how that went down. I told you guys. Barack Obama made the thing, I ran against Donald Trump. I could have beaten Donald Trump. That's what he said. We have the clip? Okay.
You think if you were on a ballot in 2020 that you would defeat President Trump?
I mean, I will not answer that direct question for obvious reasons.
Let me give you the obvious reasons, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, because obviously he could not beat Donald Trump. As I said when we played that clip in the previous broadcast, the reason why we know this is a fact, he's already run against Donald Trump. He was supposed to bring Hillary Clinton over the finish line, and he couldn't do it. That's how we know. Anyway, Victor David Hansen goes on, and he says, because Obama sought to ram down the throats of a public, a radical progressive agenda on the force of his supposed charisma, Godhead, none of his initiatives ever won majority public support. A few were pushed through on the entirety partisan vote or by executive, and thus easily reversible orders. For the most part, what Obama ran on in 2008, he quickly forgot. Instead, he sought to enact what he once warned against, from open borders and gay marriage to radical deficit spending and one-size-fits-all medical care. In fact, Obamacare remains a mess and hobbles along to the extent the individual mandate was scrapped. The Obama future of centrally controlled, high-density skyscraper apartment living, reliance on mass transit and subways, energy-efficient, crowded workplaces was rendered inert by Chinese Wuhan. He called it COVID-19. Those who must soon return to the coastal corridor paradigm are not too happy about it. The Me Too movement is now dead, killed off by its own selective applications and hypocrisies. The Obama federal Title IX counterpart edicts to universities are now being overturned on the grounds that they are likely unconstitutional. The Obama administration appeasement of China is over, and in retrospect, seen as disastrous. Reset with Russia was as mythical as Russian collusion. The much heralded Asian pivot is a forgotten divot. That's beautiful writing, Victor Gaw. And it's all true. He says, no one defends the Iran deal much anymore as Tehran struggles with sanctions, bankruptcy, a hostile Middle East, a suspect Chinese patron, the death of its terrorist master general Soleimani, popular unrest, and a Chinese Wuhan virus mess. He called it COVID-19. Victor David Hansen nails it. The ideas of empowering the Iranian terrorist state and its appendages in Syria as a legitimate balance to Egypt, the moderate Gulf states, and even Israel was always unhinged. It was largely dreamed up by failed novelist Ben Rose, the organizer of the resistance foreign policy shadow government that no one hears about much anymore.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We took these actions. We saw the U.S. economy grow consistently. We saw the longest streak of job creation in American history by far. A streak that still continues, by the way. Thanks, Obama.
Barack Obama, self-congratulatory, because he knows exactly the opposite. Barack Obama spent almost $10 trillion to prop up his economy. You could have let a chimpanzee run the American economy if you gave him $10 trillion. Free money. what they call it, quantitative easing, a.k.a. affirmative action for baby black Jesus. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Barack Obama will go down in history, I repeat, as the worst president in American history and running the most corrupt administration in the history of the republic. I say this with confidence. Victor David Hansen is talking about, he's recapping some of the Obama legacy, and we're up to the Arabs now, and he says even the Arab world is relieved that Obama's estrangement with Israel is over. Whatever the Obama policy toward North Korea was, it was a prescription for nuclear missiles pointed at the U.S. America met the Paris Climate Accord more effectively than most signees to the agreement, and through hated natural gas and not beloved wind and solar. The world did not end when the Golan Heights was not going to be given back Assad's Syria, or as the American embassy moved to Jerusalem. Man, I mean, there's a lot nuanced in Victor David Hansen's writings, but they're just spot on. I mean, you have to almost, each paragraph could be an hour. Seriously. Look at what Trump's North Korea policy was. Have you seen any threats coming out of Kim Jong-un's, assuming he's still alive? What about the Paris Climate Accord? We were the only ones living up to it, and you know how we accomplished it? What he said? Through natural gas. Not through wind and solar. Through a fossil fuel. And then Trump gets us out of it, and we save billions of dollars, and you know what? There's not a person that's doing the Paris Climate Accord who's met the standard. But they want us all in. Anyway, Trump, of course, moved the embassy. He goes on, Victor David Hansen, does the epidemic put an end to lots of Obama's lore? Secure borders are now the unquestioned consensus, not caravans blasting through rusty cyclone fences. Globalization is a synonym for Chinese hegemony. China is no longer a helpful partner in American efforts to address climate change and epidemics as Obama once waxed. The interior of the country is no longer written off, and jobs will come back without a magic wand, or more so due to fear of current Chinese monopolies of essential U.S. goods. Obama hollowed out the U.S. military and saw it rebuilt by Donald Trump. These are just observations 101, folks. Sorry to tell you, you don't have to be Victor David Hansen, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institute, to come to these conclusions. You could have come to these conclusions on your own. And I must say, I feel rather regal, because here's a man who's up there with Thomas Sowell in the same institution, and I've been saying the same thing he's been saying for over a decade. I knew it from the beginning. He goes on, Grant, Harding, or Nixon? Now he's getting into a history lesson. He says there's nothing left of the Obama creed of the most scandal-free administrant in memory. Before the collusion obstruction hoax, the Horowitz report, the failed Mueller investigation, and the release of classified information, the public knew well of Fast and Furious, the data surveillance of AP reporters, the GSA and VA messes, the weaponization of the IRS, the Benghazi mythologies, the Bo Bergdahl swap, forgot that one, the echo chamber silence about hidden details of the Iran deal. Each time Susan Rice was wheeled out to swear to the truth, the public assumed it was a lie. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Now he's going to circle back to what we've been talking about, to what we've all known, that Barack Obama targeted Donald Trump. Period. Barack Obama said, this guy cannot be president of the United States because it will ruin every part of my evil plan. This dude is Dr. Evil. I don't care what anybody tells you. He is Dr. Evil. And Donald Trump threw a monkey wrench of monumental proportions into the works. Because had Hillary Clinton gotten into office, You guys don't even want to know what America would look like and who would be pulling the strings. Because sadly, people have information on Obama too. Trump was an untouchable because you knew all his dirt. Anyway, he goes on to say this. Slowly we are learning that the Obama administration, in its hatred of Trump, in its paranoia that its precious legacy could in theory end in 2017, and in assurance that Hillary Clinton's sure victory would cloak its wrongdoing, sought to disrupt a presidential campaign, wreck a presidential transition, and abort a presidency. What did Obama officials and leftovers not do to those ends? They spied on the incoming national security advisor by the phony ruse of a reverse targeting the Russian ambassador. They sought to ambush Michael Flynn in a perjury trap. They doctored, then likely destroyed the FBI 302 reports of their ambush interview. During the campaign, they trafficked in a fake dossier cobbled together by a bought foreign national on the payroll of Hillary Clinton's firewalls and the FBI, whose made-up evidence was destroyed by Steele himself. I could stop there and we could just continue from, I mean, seriously. He goes on, Obama officials requested hundreds of unmaskings of those affiliated with Trump, and mysteriously, many of the subsequent unredacted names ended up leaked to the press. They doctored emails to fool a FISA court into spying on an American citizen. The CIA used contractors abroad to entrap minor Trump campaign officials. The FBI outsourced its responsibilities to investigate the hacking of the DNC emails to CrowdStrike, whose mantra that the Russians did it was always suspect and soon confessed is unproven. Former Obama officials, McCabe, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, blared on TV that Donald Trump was a Putin asset and a Russian colluder, even as they swore while under oath that they had no evidence for such assertions. And in the end, all four, at one time or another, has either likely lied under oath or to a congressional committee or lied to federal investigators. See, you can't put this fat genie back in the bottle. He won't go back in. He's living the good life. He's in Cabo drinking piña coladas and having people bring him lobster to the beach. He's not going back into the bottle. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, for those of you who are just joining for whatever reason, because you're late to the party. It's okay. I forgive you. Victor David Hansen, I'm reading his article about the Obama legacy and how it is over. I said it. It's over. I said it from the beginning. Barack Obama, worst president in history, will be proven to be this. I said this before he got elected, even when I knew he would get elected. That's what drove me to politics, by the way. I said, if we are that the type of nation who will elect an incompetent race baiter like Barack Obama, our nation is in trouble, and I have to stop what I'm doing right now and get in the game. And that's what God whispered to me, and that's what I did. Anyway, Victor David goes on, the scandal list could be expanded, but its present status could be summed up as Obama himself likely knew of these efforts to surveil, disrupt, and ultimately destroy the Trump campaign transition, and he correctly knew that no one would pursue the facts of his knowledge. Either his subordinates would provide a firewall around his divinity, or they would or could not. If they would or could not, the public could not absorb the idea that the Obama administration was the most corrupt and scandal-ridden in memory. And he goes on to talk about gilded socialism and other things. He says, finally, the Obama presidency did not help the cause. After 8 years of lecturing the nation about the proper time to profit or identifying the point at which there's no need to make additional money or that private business people did not need to build their businesses or need to spread the wealth around, Obama, liberated from office, almost immediately rushed to the life of private jets and luxury yachts. There you have it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.